Well, I'm very honoured. I mean, it's something clearly I didn't think I would ever be back to do because it's so long ago since I was last a member of the Commissioners. Yes, I'm very proud, very honoured, and pleased. And I hope that the people of Castletown will benefit from my involvement.
And you're not new to politics, so how do you think your experience will help you over the next year?
Well, I mean, we started this evening by setting up a new structure, which I was very adamant that we needed to do, and I was able to explain it to my colleagues, and they've accepted a way forward. But it's not just a matter of a new committee structure, which will enable us to be more in depth and dealing with issues that matter for the town, but also enables us to then publicise what we're doing in a different way, hopefully more beneficial to the town to understand why we're doing certain things. And in terms of the committee structure and introducing a new committee to deal with the strategic matters, it means that we have committees dedicated to do certain responsibilities, which we've also set out, so people are clear on what their responsibilities are. And hopefully that will mean the board then politically will be in charge. We will be able to influence directly, which is our role, how the town moves forward. Some which people will like, some they won't. I mean, that's politics. But I think as long as we're genuinely doing our work and doing it properly and thoroughly, then hopefully we're making the right decisions for Castletown.
You mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, it's a brand new board and you think the people of Castletown have voted for change. So how do you think the new board is going to work for the next 4 years?
Well, I think it's quite straightforward. If you look at the manifestos that the members who got elected put out, and they weren't coordinated, they were people putting down what they felt was necessary. There's a common theme, and one of those common themes was the board need to be more in control of the decision-making that affects the lives of the people of Castletown, and that's why we have elected representatives. So there will be differences. It would be pretty boring if there weren't. I mean, it's about talking things through. It's about coming up with hopefully the right solutions, and importantly, doing things that need doing. There's an awful lot of things we believe collectively that haven't been given attention that should have been. I think as long as there's a clear commitment from everyone to do that, then we will move in the direction that I think people want. There's no doubt from the people who voted, they voted for a change, and hopefully that change is now going to come.